I want to speak this morning on the subject, you can choose your own temperament. You can choose your own temperament. I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to show you this morning how that nobody's hateful just because they're made that way. And nobody's kind because they're made that way. And I want to talk to you on the subject, you can choose your own temperament. Our Heavenly Father, I pray this morning you'd speak to me and through me to the hearts of the people. I pray to many people that what I'm going to say will be life-changing. I know it can be. I'm going to give this morning one of the great secrets to being happy, joyful, on our way to heaven. Bless the message to the hearts of the people. And the hearts of the people are the hearts of those whose paths they'll cross this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Years ago, I was invited to preach in San Diego, California. Pastor of the church there in San Diego was Pastor Tim LaHaye. At that time, Brother LaHaye was a fundamentalist, fundamental enough to have me preach for him, and have Dr. John Rice preach for him. I was there several years later in the Los Angeles, San Diego area. And there were several preachers there, and they could choose the one they wanted to come to their church. And Dr. LaHaye chose me to come to his church. I spoke for him numbers of times. In those days, he was as fundamental as you and I are. He wrote a book on the temperaments. I think, was there four temperaments. And in that book, he listed the temperaments of human beings as being choleric, sanguine, melancholy, phlegmatic. And what it means is that some people are by nature choleric, which means hot-tempered. You're probably married to a woman like that who's choleric. But I'm not. But you probably are. I am now. But I wasn't before I blew it. But the choleric means hot-tempered, high-strung type person. Sanguine means cheerful. Some people are, Mr. LaHaye says, are just sanguine people, just naturally cheerful people. Another one is the melancholic. Melancholic, I checked in the dictionary, Webster's dictionary, means sad or depressed. Mr. LaHaye says that some people are just sad or depressed by nature. And by the way, to his own credit, he does give you the way that you're supposed to change, if you should change it from that. Fourth is phlegmatic. The word phlegmatic means sluggish or unexcited, like Brother Colston. And choleric, like Mrs. Colston, hot-tempered. But anyway, what he's saying, basically, is he's trying to help you. Now, he's wrong in this, but he's trying to help you. I'm not judging his motives. I'm just judging his what he calls truth. You see, the whole concept is that perhaps God made some of us choleric or hot-tempered. And God made some of us sanguine or cheerful. God made some of us melancholic, sad, or depressed. And God made some of us phlegmatic, sluggish, unexcited, and so forth. As if God made us one of these. Now this morning, I'm going to show you that God did not make us this way. And I'm going to show you that nobody by nature is phlegmatic or sanguine or choleric or melancholic. Now, I'm going to give you five or several points here. And the number of points depends on how well you listen. It may be 75 points. First thing I want to say is this, and let me get my little roaming microphone out here. First thing, you think I'm going to get mad. You haters think I'm going to get mad when I get like this. But I stay mad. By nature, I'm choleric. But anyway, I want to give you several points. I want you to hear me carefully. Number one, God gives to us gifts. And in these points, many of these things, we mentioned a while ago, are God's gifts. For example, Ephesians 2:8-9 says that faith is a gift of God. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, the same thing. Faith is a gift of God. We learned a while ago some of these traits. I'll get them after a while. Now, some of these things that God gives to us, and by the way, God gives these things to all of us. Joy is a gift that God gives to us. Love is a gift that God gives to us. You check the fruit of the Spirit, the first thing mentioned is love. Second thing mentioned is joy. Joy is a gift that God has given to each of us. Faith is a gift that God has given to each of us. Love and patience are gifts that God has given to each of us. Peace is a gift that God has given to each of us. Gentleness is a gift that God has given to each of us. Goodness, meekness, kindness, and all these qualities are gifts that God has given to each of us. Now, secondly, when God gives us these gifts, He then commands us to use them. Now, if He commands us to use them, that means we don't naturally use them. God would not have to command us to use these gifts if we would use them by nature. So, God, knowing that we possess these gifts, but we have a choice whether to use them or not, He then commands us to use them. I am commanded to love, and you are commanded to love. I am commanded to have joy, and you are commanded to have joy. Don't leave me. I am commanded to be peaceful, and you are commanded to be peaceful. The Bible says, love. We read those commands a while ago. And in John 15 and 12, it said, these things I command you, that ye love. Well, no, that's the command of God. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says, rejoice evermore. That means it's a command of God. God commands you to rejoice. And in James 5, verse 7, God commands us to have patience. And in 2 Peter 1:5, God commands us to have faith. And Ephesians 4:32, He commands us, be ye kind one to another. That means this. God gives us these gifts and expects us to choose to use these gifts. Which means that God commands you. Now listen, it is much a commandment of God for you to be happy as it is for you not to commit adultery. It is as much a command of God for you to love as it is not to kill. God commands you to love. He commands you to be patient. He commands you to have faith. He commands you to be kind. These are commandments of God, and if you are not kind, you are breaking a commandment of God Almighty. If you do not love, you're breaking a commandment of God Almighty. I said in the first place, God gives us these gifts. I listed them as faith and joy and love and patience and peace and gentleness and goodness and kindness and so forth. I said, secondly, then God commands us to use these gifts. Number three, that means love is a choice. Do you know what I said? Love is a choice. Patience is a choice. Happiness is a choice. If you do not love this morning, it's because you've chosen not to love. If you're not happy this morning, it's because you've chosen not to be happy. Anybody here can walk out those doors loving. Anybody here can walk out those doors happy. Anybody here can walk out those doors patient. Anybody here can walk out those doors kind. God has commanded us, and that means these things are choices. One of the best things I've heard recently was said by a 25-year-old young man whom I married, performed the ceremony. I didn't marry him. A girl married him. But David Neimeyer. David Neimeyer, one of our fine young men, married Tracy Vest, one of our fine young ladies, both of them from two of our poorer families. But these two young people from two of our finest families, and David was asked, and I often ask this question, David was asked, when did you realize that you loved Tracy? And with premature wisdom, he made this statement. Now, normally, people, I'll hold you attention there. Stay tuned. I'll tell you tonight. But anyway, normally I'll say, when did you know you loved her? Oh, when I was on a trip, I realized how much I missed her. Or when I first saw her, I loved her. Boy, I just looked at her and loved her. But David Neimeyer said, when asked the question, when did you realize you loved Tracy? He said, I decided to love her when I started dating her. I love that. I decided to love her. That means this. That means that love is a decision made by the will and not a response caused by the senses. You'll never beat that statement as long as you live. Love is a decision caused by the will. He said, I decided to love her. God says, love your enemies. That means you've got to decide to love them. There's nothing about them going to make you love them. Oh, you say, I love her because she's so pretty. My enemies are ugly as all get out. Oh, I love her because she's so sweet. My enemies are not sweet, they're sour. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to me. Love is a decision made by the will and not a response made caused by the senses. It's an old story. Use it often. Listen, please put your pens and pencils up. I don't want you writing while I'm preaching. I want you looking right this way and listening to me. I have to say it every day, but I'll say it every sermon 10 times I've got to. Listen carefully now. Old story. Mrs. John R. Rice. In my presence, she knew I overheard her. They're sitting in the back seat of the car, and I sit in the front seat. And she said, John R., do you love me? She called him John R. And she said, do you love me? And Dr. Rice said to Mrs. Rice, and both of them up in years, he said, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I love you. And she said, why do you love me? Expecting your beauty, your sweetness, your grace, your charm. Why do you love me? And Dr. Rice said, because God told me to. And she said, John R., that just don't turn me on. He said, yeah, but it won't turn me off either. He said, I love you because I'm commanded to love you. You know, the Christian world has been influenced by this sentimental, gushy society which we live. I love her because she's pretty. No, you don't. I love her because she's sweet. No, you don't. I love her because she's gracious. No, you don't. You may like her because of that, but you love her because you chose to love her. I said in the first place, God gives us these gifts. In the second place, He gives us these gifts and commands us to use them. I said in the third place, then love is a choice. You can then love those whom He commands you to love. If He commands you to love the unlovely, you can choose to love the unlovely. If He commands you to love those that hate you, then you can choose to love those that hate you. If He commands you to love your enemies, then you can choose to love your enemies. God never commands you to do anything. He does not give you the wherewithal to obey that commandment. Same is true about joy. Joy is a gift from God, part of the fruit of the Spirit. He commands me then to be joyful. Rejoice evermore, 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore. Now that means joy is a decision made by the will, not a response caused by the senses or the feelings. That means this morning you can choose to be happy. I'm using the word happy a little loosely there. It's up to you. You can choose. If you're miserable this morning, you've chosen to be so. If you're happy this morning, you've chosen to be so. I'm saying God gives to all of us joy. God didn't give him joy and not give me joy. God gave to all of us joy. God gave to all of us faith. God gave to all of us love. God gave to all of us patience. And joy is a decision made by the will, and you can decide to have joy. Same thing's true about generosity. God gives to each of us a desire to share. You can decide to be generous. The same is true about patience. We talk about the patience of Job. Listen, Job didn't have any more patience than the Apostle Peter did. Wake up. Job didn't have any more patience than the Apostle Peter did. God favors no man. Job used the patience that God gave him more than the Apostle Peter did. Oh, she's such an impatient person. No, she's not. Oh, he is so patient. No, he's not. She has as much patience as he has. He decided to use his and choose to be patient, and she didn't decide to. Same is true about faith. So the difference, hear me now, the difference between a lovable and non-lovable person is that one is chosen to be lovable and one is chosen not to be lovable. Don't you blame God because you're an old crab. Well, I'm just melancholic by nature. No, you're not. You're a devil by nature, but God gave you a new nature. All of us are crabs by nature. Read Romans chapter 1. All of us hate by nature. Read Galatians chapter 5, the works of the flesh. All of us hate by nature. All of us are angry by nature. All of us are wrath. But praise God, when you got saved, God gave you a new nature. Now then, you have in you, you have the old nature, new nature. You can choose which one you obey. It's up to you. Now, listen carefully. This eliminates many concepts. For example, she's such a loving person. Are you listening to me? Anybody listening? Anybody up here in the choir listening this morning? She's such a loving person. Let me ask you a question. When a person gets saved, doesn't the Holy Spirit come in to live? Does he come in to live and some people get saved and not others? Yes or no? Does he come into everybody when a person gets saved? Does the Holy Spirit come in? Yes or no? All right. Second question. Then doesn't his fruit also come in? Yes or no? All right, that means when the Holy Spirit comes in, the Holy Spirit doesn't come into me and leave his personality outside. He doesn't park his personality at the door and come inside my heart. When he comes in, he brings love. He brings joy. He brings peace. He brings long-suffering. He brings gentleness. He brings faith. He brings goodness. He brings temperance. He brings that when he comes in. Number three, then do not all Christians have this fruit? Yes or no? Number four, so it is not the possessing that makes us different. It is the using that makes us different. And the using is done by the choosing. When I got saved, the Holy Spirit came into me, and he came in with all of himself. He brought love. Now it's up to me. I choose whether to use that love or not. I'm trying to say, you people say, well, I'm just by nature hot-headed. Shut up. You're not by nature hot-headed any more than anybody else is by nature hot-headed. And that makes me mad. You've chosen to be hot-headed. If your name is written in heaven, if you're a child of God, the Holy Spirit's come inside you to live. And that means you have a reservoir of love just like every other Christian has. Now, he's such a generous person. Heard that this week about somebody. Said he's such a generous person. As if God opened up some little lid up here and poured generosity into his head. It's not in my head. I wish he'd put something. It's on my head. I wish he'd put something. But as if God said, I'm giving to you generosity. Sorry about you, buddy. No, sir.
You listen to me. The difference in a generous person and a tightwad. Well, you say, well, he's just tight. What nationality is tight? Scotch? Yeah, he's a Scotchman. He's tight. That's the devil's lie. Stingy. He's Scottish. No, sir. I'm saying if a person is generous, he has chosen to be generous. But he has more character than anybody I know. No, he doesn't. He uses more character. You listen to me? Really, I'm a little sick and tired of a bunch of some college fella, 20 years of age, 18, 19, 20, ought to have more sense. Comes in my office and says, I don't have any character. My mom and dad didn't teach me. Yes, you do. When you got saved, he who is the author of all character came in you to live. Now use it. I'm sick and tired of people. Well, brother, a fellow asked me, brother, how do you quit lying? I said, best way is to tell the truth. You will to do right. And all of God's Holy Spirit is in you and lives in you. He brought all of His fruit inside you. And if you don't exercise any of these fruit, it is your choice because you don't. He has such patience. No more than everybody else has. If you love, it's because you choose to love. And if you hate, it's because you choose to hate. Fooey on Mr. LaHaye's temperaments. If you are patient, it's because you choose to be patient. You folks that don't have patience, I get out of patience with you. Anybody listening? If you don't have character, you've chosen not to have character. If you do have it, you've chosen to... Listen. Anybody, listen, you college boys, listen, you here's a guy who comes to college, where's Hooker? How many kids you got?
Six.
And when you came to college, how many did you have? Two. One each year. That's where you grow a great church, folks. If everybody in this church had done what he did those 4 years, we'd have 50,000 people here this morning. They'd all be females, but... He came to college, two kids, added one a year, six kids. How long were you in college? 4 years. And some of you little milquetoast fellas, oh, you may have a 17-inch bicep, but you got a quarter-inch brain. You may have a 54-inch chest and a 32-inch waist. But you've got a quarter-inch brain. You can't... You hear me carefully, because I'm going to beat the devil out of you right now. You can't even go through college and feed your own gut. I'd be ashamed of myself. When you say, he has more character. He doesn't have more character than you do. The same Holy Spirit's in him came in you. You have accessibility to everything he had. You're just not choosing to use what God has given you. But she has such a sweet nature. Whatever she's got, honey, is available to you. He is so kind. No, he uses the kindness given to him. So, exit Tim LaHaye's temperaments. We all by nature are melancholic, which means sad and depressed. We all by nature are phlegmatic, which means sluggish, you're unexcited. You say, well, I'll tell you, I'm just the lazy type. Well, all of us are. But God has given you through His Spirit the zeal of the Lord of hosts, and you have accessible to you the same amount of energy all of us have. By nature, we're all choleric or hot-tempered. But we're commanded by God to be sanguine or cheerful, loving, kind, optimistic. If this morning you're hot-tempered, you're disobedient to God Almighty. I don't care if you never take a drink of liquor. I don't care if you never smoke a cigarette. I don't care if you never say a dirty word. I don't care if you're in church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I don't care if you get 20% of your income instead of 10%. I don't care how many souls you win. I don't care how much Bible you read, how much time you spend in prayer. If you're hot-tempered, you are living in direct disobedience to the command of God, who orders you to be kind. That means we're by nature melancholic, we're by nature choleric, we're by nature phlegmatic, but we're commanded to be sanguine, and that means if we're commanded to be sanguine, we can be sanguine. If every husband in this room this morning would obey what I'm preaching, it'd solve your marital problems. And if every wife would come out, would do what I'm preaching, it'll solve your marital problems. Yes, you can overcome it. My Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And he who's in you brought love when he came, and joy when he came, and peace when he came, and patience when he came, and temperance when he came, and goodness when he came, and kindness when he came. And you can choose to be what you want to be. It's a choice. But he said, Brother Colson, such a gentle man. No, he's not. By nature, he's mean as the devil. By nature, he's selfish as all get out. Right? Right. By nature, he's full of hatred and malice and vengeance. But one day, down in eastern Indiana, he trusted Jesus as his Savior. And the Holy Spirit came in him to live. And he brought gentleness. Just as he brought gentleness when he came to live with you. John Colston is not a gentle person. He has chosen to be a gentleman. Oh, but somebody said, Brother Young is such a hard-working person. No, he's not. He's lazy as a hound dog. By nature. He's chosen to get up in the morning. He's chosen to work late. He's chosen to do his job. It's a choice. And hard work is a choice. You decide to do it. Brother Wardway is so loyal. No, he's not. By nature, he's got the same old negative nature you've got. Ray Boardway has chosen. There's not a more loyal man in this world than that man right there. He's and unless it's his wife, they're both as loyal as they can be. And I said that to try to keep their marriage together. He's chosen to be loyal. He is not loyal by nature, except the new nature. And if you've got the new nature, you have as much loyalty as he has. Well, Mrs. Colston is so cheerful. No, she's not by nature. She's an old grouch. Right? Back yonder, years ago, down in down eastern Indiana, she trusted Jesus as her Savior. And when he came in, he brought the Holy Spirit to live in her. And one of the fruit that he brought in was joy. Now she has the old nature, the new nature. She has chosen joy. And she does not have any more joy than you have. She's used her joy, whereas you have not used yours. Somebody said this week, out in Colorado, somebody said, Mrs. Hiles is so gracious. Now, I know better than that. They said she's always proper. Now, the honest truth is, she may be the most proper lady I know. And she may be as gracious as any person you've ever seen in your life, but it's not because she is made that way. It's because she has chosen to be that way. I said, God has given us certain gifts. I said, He's commanded us to use them. So then these gifts, such as love and joy and kindness and generosity and faithfulness and temperance and patience and goodness and meekness and faith, are chosen. All of us have an equal amount of each of them. And if we use them, then we become that, but it's a choice. Cancel your trip to the psychiatrist and choose to do right. That means Mr. LaHaye, and I like the guy. I think he means well. I think he's trying to show you people that by nature are grouchy, how you can overcome it. But I can tell you without writing a book, choose. God never commands anything for you to do anything that He does not give you the wherewithal to obey that command. God wouldn't give you a command impossible for you to obey. When God says love one another, that means you can. When God said be patient, that means you can. When God said be content with whatsoever things you have, that means you can. When God said rejoice evermore, that means you can. God said be ye kind one to another, that means you can. It's a choice. Which you're going to choose. It's up to you. You could have your life changed if you say, if you'd say this morning, I am deciding this morning to love. And then day by day yield yourself to the Holy Spirit who lives in you, whose fruit is love. You can decide whether you're happy or not. Oh, Brother Hiles, if all the things that happened to you happened to me had happened to you, you wouldn't be up there so happy. If all the things that happened to me have happened to you, you wouldn't be happy either. Unless you do what I've done, I've chosen to be happy. I don't know about you, but I choose this morning to be happy. And that choose is not a one-time choice. It's I'm choosing and choosing and choosing and choosing and choosing and choosing to be happy. I don't know about you. I don't know what you're going to choose. I'm going to choose to love. I don't know what you're going to choose, but I'm going to choose to be kind. I don't know what you're going to choose, but I'm going to choose to be patient. I don't know what you're going to choose, but I'm going to choose to obey the commands of God to use what He's given to all of us equally, because I want to obey my Savior. So I choose to be happy. I was a shy kid. I wasn't shy by nature. I was shy by hunger. I was a shy kid. And I still have to fight being shy. I get on the airplane, settle a fellow sitting beside me. It's not easy for me to speak to it. But I do. Why? I choose to be friendly. I choose to be kind. This morning, every single person in this room ought to make a choice to make the choice every moment of your life to love, to have joy, to be content, to have faith, to have patience. I don't know what you're going to choose, but if I live to be 70, I got two more years. That's twice times 365, which is a lot. That's 730 days. Pray, God, I'm not going to spend it being unhappy. I choose, if I've got 730 days left, I choose to make them happy days. And I choose to make them loving days. And I choose to make them content days. And I choose to make them faithful days. And I choose to make them kind days. As for me, I choose to obey the commands of God. How about you? Our Heavenly Father.